The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
Good morning, David, who, according to Victoria, has a wonderful new hairdo.
Hey, if it's there, it's good.
Right, exactly. actually, what we're going to do today, which is tremendous, we have two wonderful guests coming on. We're going to start with Jenna. And Jenna is the director of the Town of North Hempstead Animal Shelter. And 365 days a year, you should care about the animals and the strays, et cetera. But I, for some reason, around the holidays, your heart breaks more when you see a poor thing, you know, being neglected, walking the street or whatever. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very good. And thank you so much for taking the time to participate with us this morning.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
We always try to start the program with a very general question, and that is, how did it come about that you are the director? I mean, your background, et cetera, because we find that most of the people, it's a vocation, right? Or advocation. I can't even think which is the word. It's a mission of love. To do what you're doing is a tough job, but it's one that's very important.
It is, and it's extremely rewarding at the same time. When I was younger, I always had a passion for animals, specifically dogs and horses. But like you said, I mean, your heart breaks when you see them neglected and so on. So it became a passion of mine, and I've worked in animal hospitals and grooming shops. I've worked in stables. I've taught horseback riding, you know, and just being around the animals. It's really a hands-on experience. It's not something you can really teach somebody. It usually comes from within, and everybody here at the animal shelter has that passion. And I started off as an animal control officer, and after 7 years of doing that, the previous director, who is here, Susan Hassett, for I think about 30 years, had decided to retire. So at that point, I was asked to step into the position.
Wow, terrific. And that's what I find most interesting, because Christina finds the people that own their jobs. And it's not a matter of like, okay, I got a raise, and I said, let me take it, even though I hate animals. It's people who have a love for what they do. It's not a job, and that's so important, especially because emotions and a caring heart are required in what you do.
It is, and you know, they talk about compassion fatigue, because the job can be, there's such highs, and then there's such lows. And it's sort of like Newton's law, you know, for every dog you get adopted, another one just comes right in.
Right, unfortunately.
But that's what keeps us going. And like I said, everybody here at the animal shelter, you know, is here on their own merit. And it's, again, it's something they love. It's something everybody here has been doing for a long time. The staff here especially, most of them are here at least 15 years, 20, if not more. So the experience is really there, and we work really well as a team. And that really leads to the success of the animals, and that's our goal every day. So we do it for the dogs. That's why we're here. And, you know, you can't have an ego in this type of you know, I call it a business, even though I don't like to use that term, but you can't have an ego. You have to put that aside, and at the end of the day, know that you've done your very best so that you can provide the best quality of life for the dogs while they're hopefully only temporarily in our care.
Right, right, absolutely.
I was wondering, you keep saying dogs. Are dogs the only or the predominant bulk of the population in the shelter?
Yes, we actually only have dogs at the shelter. We have to abide by what they call New York State agricultural and markets laws, which means what we also do at the animal shelter is enforce animal control laws, so that, you know, dogs are being cared for properly, so that we can pick up stray dogs that are at large on our streets, possibly, so that we can take resident surrenders for people who have extenuating life circumstances and can no longer care for their pet. So that's really what we are here to provide, first and foremost. There are no laws controlling cats. So they are allowed to be out there. They are allowed to be free roaming. Therefore, we can't enforce any laws or take them into our shelter. So what we do provide is free, what they call TNR, which stands for Trap, Neuter, Return, which is the most humane program in controlling the pet population. And that's where, I'm sorry, the cat population.
Right.
And that's, you know, whereby, you know, our residents come together. Sometimes feeders of cats will come together, and we will trap the cats. We will bring them in to our facility, where we have a mobile animal hospital. The cats are spayed and neutered and released back to exactly where they came from. And that's a service that we've been providing for years, free to our residents. And it's really, we think, helped control the feral cat population. Yeah. But we do have dogs only at the shelter.
One of the reasons I asked recently, it might have been in Newsday, the letters back and forth to the editor, an article or two about what are almost feral cats. And there are people who, you know, say get rid of the cats. They're killing the birds. They're killing... Well, mostly birds, and there's some people who, you know, don't lie down in front of the car to protect the cat. But you have, there are no laws regulating cats. That's interesting.
So cats, you know, dogs are required to have New York State dog licenses. There's leash laws, there's pooper scooper laws, there's barking laws. You know, our whole, there's a whole code, you know, specifically for dogs, and those are the laws that we enforce. And because New York State does not have any laws for cats, they are not required to be ID'd. They're not required to be on a leash. You know, unfortunately, what people do is they see a cat out there, they feel bad for it, and they put food down. Feral cats are naturally hunters, and by feeding them, we're taking away that natural ability. We're interrupting how Mother Nature works and life cycles and wildlife. But people look at feral cats, they confuse them for domestics. Like I said, they feel bad for them, so they start to put food down, and then they don't understand that by doing that, it's interrupting the cat's, you know, or the kitten's ability to do what it's supposed to do naturally. Mm. And then, you know, the cats form what they call a colony. And if people aren't going to be responsible for spaying and neutering them, they are going to, you know, the population will explode.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I have an...
That's why we provide the free services for any resident, you know, to spay and neuter any feral cat in the town.
I have an interesting story about trying to let nature run its course, like what you're saying in reference to the cats, and actually Christina's going to love this because of Jay. Years ago, I had my backyard done. And I had arborvitaes put in, 6 or 7 foot tall. And like 5 or 6 of them weren't doing that well, and they had what I thought were cocoons on them. And I said, don't touch it, because they're caterpillars, and if you disturb it, they won't become a butterfly. Let nature take its course. It wasn't. It was a disease that was eating the plant. When one of the guys came, he said, oh, what are you doing here? Actually, Jen, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. Hey, David. Hello? Hey, Laura, how you doing? We have Laura Curran, Nassau County Executive, on the line. Very good, thank you. We have David Linden here. Can you hear it, David?
No, I don't. Should I put the cans on?
Yeah, no. Here I am. No, I'm here.
Put the cans on?
It's a happy birthday from Laura.
Oh.
Yeah, David, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I
understand you've got a big birthday today.
Well, actually... My feeling is they're all big. If you're there to blow out the candle.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope you have something really fun planned. Besides, of course, being on the radio with John.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
Yes. I enjoy this. I do it fairly
and
often.
And his wife is with him today, which is wonderful also.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. How long have you guys been married?
63 years.
Did you hear that, Laura? Oh, 63.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So what is your secret for a happy marriage?
Just go along doing it, and, you know, you do.
That's a tough question, Laura.
Yeah.
I know.
We'll have to wait for one of the guests. Well, part of it is to live.
Well, you're doing that, fortunately, and you're doing it very well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Laura,
I have a very, very happy birthday, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk soon, Laura. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Sorry, Jenna.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yes, it's David's birthday. David, can I say how old?
Sure.
David is 90.
Tomorrow.
He's only 89 and 364 days today.
Right.
I don't want to rush it. And Christina is having a little birthday party for him here today, which is so nice of her. But
yeah.
I'm agreeing with you with interfering. And now, continuing on that question, when you pick up a stray dog, since we're working with the dog population in North Hempstead, a dog walking around with no leash can be picked up. No collar.
A collar, yeah.
What happens if a dog has a collar? Do you let them go, or you still got to pick them up and then call the owner?
No. We still pick them up because, of course, we wouldn't want an animal to be, you know, in harm's way either by traffic or anything else. And sometimes when animals are loose and nervous or scared, they can act in a way that they may not normally. So it's important that if there's, you know, public around, that we have trained staff go out and bring the dog back to the shelter. We can scan the dog for a microchip. We can follow up on the tags. You know, the tags that are sometimes on a dog, you know, the phone number doesn't work or it's out of service. So sometimes the information is outdated. We like to look the dog over physically to make sure everything's okay. And then we contact the owner at that point once we can retrieve that information.
Now, do you have the right, and if you can't answer this, that's fine, you pick up a dog, the same dog, with papers twice or three times, and you actually question whether it's being taken care of. Do you have the right to keep the dog?
You can usually tell by the physical condition of a dog whether or not it's being taken care of. Just because a dog keeps getting loose doesn't mean it's being neglected.
Okay.
Believe it or not, you know, most of the time dogs come in because, you know, a landscaper might leave a gate open or a child might leave a door open. And it's, again, it's not that the dog is not being taken care of, but it may have been an accident. There are people who sometimes... you know, allow their dog to roam consistently.
Right.
And, you know, we do have some dogs that keep coming back. We don't reserve the right to keep somebody's dogs because dogs are considered property. So if we feel that a dog is being neglected, we work with other agencies such as the Nassau County District Attorney Animal Crimes Unit and the Nassau County SPCA. We can what they call impound a dog, which means, again, that if we feel a dog if we're concerned about the welfare of the dog, we can impound it for certain reasons, such as it not having food, water, or shelter, it not having a license. You know, there's many reasons that a dog can be impounded, but we try to work with other agencies in Nassau County to make sure that if we feel a dog is not properly taken care of, that it's acted upon.
Okay.
Yeah.
David?
Well, I was wondering, how about the question of dangerous dogs? Every once in a while, you read about somebody being mauled by a pit bull. They may be running loose. What do you do in those cases? Do you try to return? If you pick up the dog, it's on the street, do you try to return it to the owner? Or
You know, dangerous dogs are, you know, a completely, you know, that's not really what we focus on here. We like to focus on, you know, adoptions and reuniting dogs with their owners. Once in a while, it does happen where somebody is bitten or, you know, like you say, you know, mauled. You read these stories, and it's not just pit bulls. There's other dogs that do it. You just don't really hear the stories of the other breeds. It's generally just referred to as a dog when it's not a, you know, when a pit bull's involved, it's a pit bull attack. When it's a Rottweiler, it's a dog attack. You know, so the breed has, you know, definitely taken its hit. That's for sure. We have lots of them here who make wonderful family pets, but the dogs that are considered dangerous are deemed dangerous by a judge. So, So like I said, that's a whole different, you know, level of what we do here, working with dangerous dogs. And, you know, luckily we don't see too many in our town, which is a very positive thing.
North Hempstead's a good dog town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, Jenna, we have to take a first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.